back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh, and now here is Patrick Hicks with poetry from Studio 47.
This is poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is Lee Herrick. Herrick was born on December 16, 1970, in Daejeon, South Korea, as Lee Kwang-soo. He was internationally adopted at 10 months old to a white family in California. He grew up in Fresno. Herrick received his bachelor's degree and his master's degree from California State University, Stanislaus. He has been widely published in literary journals, and he is the author of three collections, including This Many Miles from Desire, Gardening Secrets of the Dead, and his latest book, Scar and Flower. He also wrote the popularly anthologized essay, What is This Thing Called Family? Herrick serves on the advisory board for the Adoption Museum Project. He has traveled extensively throughout Latin America and Asia, and he has won the Bill F. Stewart Award for Excellence. And between 2015 and 2017, he served as Poet Laureate for the City of Fresno. He teaches at Fresno City College, as well as the MFA program at Sierra Nevada College. Today's poem is My California. In this two-page poem, Herrick offers a love song to his state. Although he began life halfway around the world in Korea, this poem acts as a reminder that home is a very complicated word. In this poem, he claims his identity as a Californian, yes, of course, but it's also immediately clear that he knows and loves this coastal state very well. This isn't a rose-tinted view of California, though. Herrick considers the good and the bad, the hopes and the dreams. Each of us has a place like this in our hearts, I think, a place that we love without condition. And if we're very lucky, we find more than just one place that fuels our imagination. For me, home is just another word for love. This is My California by Lee Herrick. Here, an olive votive keeps the sunset lit. The Korean 20-somethings talk about hyphens, graduate school, and good pot. A group of four at a window table in Carpentiera discusses the quality of wines in Napa Valley versus Lodi. Here, in My California, the streets remember the Chicano poet whose songs still bank off Fresno's beer-soaked gutters and almond trees in partial blossom. Here, in My California, we fish out long noodles from the pho with such accuracy you'd know we'd done this before. In Fresno, the bullets tire of themselves and begin to pray five times a day. In Fresno, we hope for less of a police state and more of a state of grace. In My California, you can watch the sun go down, like in your California, on the ledge of the pregnant 22nd century, the one with a bounty of peaches and grapes, red onions, and the good salsa, wine and chapche. Here, in My California, paperbacks are free, farmers' markets are 24 hours a day and always packed, the trees and water have no nails in them, the priests eat well, the homeless eat well. Here, in My California, everywhere is Chinatown, everywhere is K-Town, everywhere is Armenia Town, everywhere a little Italy, less Confederacy, no internment in the valley, better history texts for the juniors. In My California, free sounds and free touch, free questions, free answers, free songs from parents and poets, those hopeful bodies of light.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. All poems used with permission, recorded live to tape at Augustana University, and produced by Peter Folliard. Thank you for listening.